prevent cavities and the bacteria that causes them, naturally. Streptococcus mutans is a stealthy bacterium. It lives in your mouth, clings to your teeth, and wreaks havoc on oral health. S. mutans thrives on sugar, converting it into acid that erodes enamel and leads to cavities. It's a primary source of tooth decay, making preventative measures and effective oral hygiene vital for a healthy mouth and cavity-free teeth. Streptococcus mutans. Streptococcus mutans is a gram-positive bacteria predominantly found on the surface of the teeth, particularly in dental plaque, a biofilm that sticks to the tooth surface. Streptococcus mutans feeds on sugars from our diet and produce lactic acid as a byproduct. This acid demineralizes tooth enamel and leads to cavities. It can also thrive in conditions of low pH or acidity, favoring an environment below pH 6. 1 to 6 on the pH scale is acidic, 7 is neutral, and 8 to 14 is alkaline. The pH level of our mouths is affected by the foods and drinks that we consume, and a more acidic environment erodes enamel and leads to cavities. Research also suggests that S. mutans is a clever bacteria and that in the absence of carbohydrates or sugars in the diet, will adapt to feed on other components to ensure its survival. If the thought of smart bacteria that live on your teeth, feed on sugar in your diet, and produce acid that leads to cavities is unappealing, it isn't the only resident of the human mouth, according to one study. There are approximately 700 different types of bacteria that make up the oral microbiome. Fortunately, many of these are beneficial. Xylitol to reduce bacteria and prevent cavities. Xylitol is a low-calorie sweetener and belongs to a group of sweeteners called sugar alcohols, which are neither sugars nor alcohols, but carbohydrates called polyols. These include sorbitol, maltitol, mannitol, erythritol, and xylitol. These sugars occur naturally in some of the foods we eat, like mushrooms, prunes, apples, and pineapples. Xylitol is also made by the human body as a product of carbohydrate metabolism, which produces approximately 5 to 15 grams of xylitol daily. Studies suggest that xylitol can inhibit the growth and proliferation of S. mutans bacteria and the occurrence of cavities. A systematic review and meta-analysis published in the Journal of Contemporary Medical Sciences analyzed a number of studies and concluded that xylitol significantly reduced the number of S. mutans in saliva and dental plaque and led to a decrease in cavities. In an episode of his podcast about oral health, neuroscientist Andrew Huberman discusses xylitol and its effects on S. mutans. Mr. Huberman says that S. mutans bacteria love to eat xylitol, but when they do, they can't produce the acid that would normally lead to the demineralization of teeth that causes cavities. Other studies found that xylitol impeded the bacteria's ability to stick to teeth and contribute to plaque formation. One study examined the effects of chewing xylitol gum on school children and found a significant reduction in the formation of dental plaque and levels of S. mutans in the saliva after regular use of xylitol gum. The researchers emphasized the importance of consistent and continued use of xylitol for achieving beneficial effects. Another study found that xylitol helps prevent cavities and reverse the effects of cavities in their early stages. Many commercially available products contain xylitol, but some of the most popular are xylitol gum and mints. These are particularly useful for children to reduce levels of S. mutans and protect them against tooth decay. If children are too young for gum or mints, xylitol toothpaste is a good option to help protect teeth. Xylitol concerns. Despite its touted benefits to oral health, it seems that xylitol, at least when used as a sweetener in foods, may have negative effects. A recent study published in the European Heart Journal found that elevated levels of xylitol in the blood were associated with an increased risk of cardiovascular events and made platelets more reactive. According to the Cleveland Clinic, this only applies to xylitol in foods, and there is no danger of using xylitol in oral products. however, an article by Dr. Peter Attia, who received his medical degree from the Stanford University School of Medicine and trained for 5 years at the Johns Hopkins Hospital in General Surgery, breaks down the recent xylitol study and its shortcomings, noting that the same research group had published similar findings on erythritol a year before. He also notes that to evaluate xylitol's effects on blood clotting, the study authors used xylitol levels that were near and above the upper limit of concentrations seen in human fasting plasma samples. The authors also didn't distinguish between xylitol received from the diet and the xylitol our bodies naturally produce. This happens through the glucuronate pathway, one of the pathways our bodies use to metabolize glucose, he said. Dr. Attia concludes that at best, this work shows that endogenous xylitol correlates with, but doesn't necessarily contribute to, cardiovascular risk. It seems that further research is needed. Xylitol is also toxic to dogs and can cause a severe drop in blood sugar, liver failure, and bleeding complications. Because of the increase in foods containing xylitol, dogs also have an increased exposure, so be sure to keep xylitol-containing foods away from your beloved four-legged friends. Natural remedies to reduce S. mutans. There are other ways to naturally reduce the levels of S. mutans in our mouths and improve oral health. Below are some examples of natural ways to combat S. mutans and have a happy mouth. Coconut oil pulling. Oil pulling is an ancient Ayurvedic practice and involves swishing the oil around in your mouth, usually for between 10 to 20 minutes, then spitting it out. Different types of oil can be used, like sesame oil, sunflower oil, and coconut oil. Coconut oil is a popular choice due to its antimicrobial properties. Studies suggest that the benefits of oil pulling are not limited to oral health. According to ancient Indian Ayurveda text, oil pulling can be used for the prevention and treatment of more than 30 different diseases, which vary from headaches, migraines, thrombosis, and eczema, to fatal diseases such as diabetes and asthma, according to a study published in the International Journal of Health Sciences. Studies have shown that coconut oil pulling can reduce S. mutans levels in the mouth, which is attributed in part to its lauric acid, which has anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial properties. A meta-analysis conducted in 2022 demonstrated that oil pulling with coconut oil significantly decreased the count of S. mutans in saliva, comparable to the effect of chlorhexidine mouthwash. Salt water rinsing. Rinsing the mouth with salt water is a simple and effective way to reduce bacteria and maintain oral hygiene. Salt is a natural disinfectant and helps to keep the mouth more alkaline, which makes it less hospitable to bacteria. A clinical trial published in the Journal of Indian Society of Pedodontics and Preventive Dentistry showed that rinsing with salt water showed significant reductions in S. mutans levels in saliva and showed a decrease in the bacteria within 10 days of regular rinsing. Green tea. Green tea is a popular beverage due to its multitude of health benefits, notably, its antioxidant effects, which have been shown to scavenge reactive oxygen species and inhibit the formation of free radicals. In addition to being a relaxing tea, it is increasingly being used in mouth rinses for its beneficial effect on the oral cavity. These benefits are thought to be due to its polyphenols, especially catechins, which contain antibacterial, anticarcinogenic, and antioxidative properties. A study published in the Journal of Clinical and Diagnostic Research found that green tea significantly reduced the amount of S. mutans when compared to water. Another study found that one of the catechins in green tea, called epigallocatechin gallate, inhibited the production of acid by S. mutans in dental plaque. Streptococcus mutans origin. We are not born with Streptococcus mutans. It is a bacteria that we acquire, usually in childhood. Research suggests that mothers are the primary source of S. mutans and that they give it to their children during the first years of life, passed through saliva. Although mothers are the main source of S. mutans, according to Smiles for Life Oral Health, any caregiver can be a potential source. They also note that if the mother's level of the bacteria is high, it is more likely to be transmitted to the child, and that transmission can occur even before the arrival of the baby's first teeth, around 6 months. However, they also state that if colonization occurs after 2 years of age, the child will have fewer cavities. Evidence also suggests that the way a baby is delivered affects how quickly they acquire S. mutans. In a study published in the Journal of the American Dental Association, researchers found that babies who were born via cesarean section acquired S. mutans almost a year sooner than babies who were born vaginally. The researchers said the finding was significant because previous research had linked earlier infection with S. mutans with a higher incidence of dental cavities in children. The study's lead researcher, Dr. Yihong Li, an associate professor of basic science and craniofacial biology at the NYU College of Dentistry, explained the potential reason for this. Vaginally delivered infants offer oral bacteria a less hospitable environment. They develop more resistance to these bacteria in their first year of life, in part because of exposure to a greater variety and intensity of bacteria from their mothers and the surrounding environment at birth. C-section babies have less bacterial exposure at birth, and therefore less resistance. Final thoughts. Many people around the world struggle with cavities. According to the World Health Organization, untreated dental cavities in adult teeth were the most common health condition globally in 2019, as reported by the Global Burden of Disease study. The good news is that cavities are largely preventable. By reducing bacteria levels in the mouth, making dietary changes, and using coconut oil pulling and salt water rinsing, we can significantly improve oral health. For children with developing teeth, these measures can prevent cavities and promote a healthy mouth for a lifetime.